And now, the Phil Hendry Show with Phil Hendry. West of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. First-time callers, dial 1-800-449-8686. And the wildcard line is 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Hendry.
Brad Rifkin is going to join us with some investment opportunity talk here tonight. Brad is with Rifkin Advertising in Las Vegas, Nevada, and he joins us from Las Vegas. Brad, how are you tonight?
I'm doing very good, Phil. Thank you.
And tonight we're going to talk about the sport of lacrosse. And certainly it's been in the news with the allegations surrounding the Duke lacrosse team and a stripper. There was an allegation of rape. There was some DNA testing. I don't know if anyone's really sure what happened there. We're on tonight, but we're not going to talk about that. Is that right?
I wanted to talk specifically about the sport of lacrosse as an investment opportunity for people, because I don't think that there's a sports fan in America that doesn't have the fantasy of wanting to own his own sports team. And I think right now lacrosse is very top of mind with Americans. It's on television. People are talking a lot about it. And there is an opportunity for people to invest in an enterprise that I am heading up, which would be a major national lacrosse league.
Isn't there already a professional lacrosse league?
There is it's called Major League Lacrosse. This would compete with it, but it would have a different approach. It would be minority owners, which is the individual person would be able to have a piece of a lacrosse team. And this, I think, is the time to get this sport in front of the American people, because I think a lot of people are very, and understandably so, upset with professional basketball. The demeanor and character of a lot of the players is questionable. Hockey the same way, baseball the same. I think people are tired of the behavior of these athletes. And lacrosse is a game that also, I want to point out, was first played by Native Americans, the American Indian. And it would be a wonderful statement, I think, by the American people to say, we embrace this game, and we embrace it because, among many reasons, it's a truly American sport. It doesn't come from any other sport. Baseball comes from a traditional British game called Rounders. Hockey is a Canadian game. Football is a permutation of rugby, which originated in Great Britain. So lacrosse is the only true American sport. And right now, it is top of mind. It's very hot with because everyone's been talking about it.
And but aren't people talking about it because of this Duke rape situation? And you were mentioning, I'm not saying that lacrosse players in general are men or women of low moral fiber, but you were mentioning the NBA players have.
I think people are tired of the NBA players for a lot of reasons. The ego, the out of control egos on these people. Yeah, the morality is low. And right now.
But what about this situation? When you say that lacrosse is top of mind, isn't it because of the Duke rape allegations, and I want to underline that word, but isn't it because of that?
I don't want to judge why. All I know is it's been in the headlines.
But isn't that why it's been in the headlines?
Well, you may well be right. It could be in the headlines, you know, for a lot of reasons. But the point is, it is in the headlines. That's the point.
All right, now the marketing package that you have here is lacrosse, who knew? What does that mean?
We like that. It's sort of whimsical. What it means is lacrosse, who knew that it could be, you know, an investment opportunity, that we'd have a chance to drive a wedge in the basketball hockey market during the winter and spring months, and also have an opportunity to correct some of the ills, some of the wrongs that we committed against the Indians by embracing the Native American game of lacrosse, and therefore perpetuating a part of their culture. And we are proposing a 20-team league, 10 teams in two conferences, a Western Conference and an Eastern Conference, teams in all the major American markets, New York, Los Angeles, the Bay Area, Chicago, and so forth, to begin to promote this sport. But the time is now. It's got to be invested in now because it's hot right now because, yes, of what they're talking about at Duke, but I think you can turn, you know, as my father used to say, you can make lemonade out of lemons, and there's another old saying in the advertising business, strike while the iron is hot. And
well, by making lemonade out of lemons, you want to take these allegations of rape by the Duke lacrosse team and turn it into an interest in a professional lacrosse league.
I am asking people, yes, to invest now. Because I'll tell you, we presented this package to a group of investors in Las Vegas last week. We wanted to try to apply for a Las Vegas franchise, and they decided that they would opt for the WNBA. They wanted to put some money into a team there. And I made the point to them that the WNBA is primarily African-American females, and that the woman who was accusing the lacrosse league, the Duke lacrosse team of rape was herself an African-American woman. So if they really wanted to, you know, be, what do you call it, sympathetic to the black female, putting money into a lacrosse would be getting back at the guys that might have done this to her. I don't know.
And how is that getting back at them? If these guys are prospective professional lacrosse players...
Because you would hold the draft rights to these guys. And if you find out that they were guilty of these allegations, you could simply not draft them, and they would be frozen out of the professional game.
So you told this group of investors that said they are going to opt for the WNBA instead, why not invest in a lacrosse league? This is the best way to show sympathy for black females.
That is correct. And, you know, I can tell you there was some interest there. But from that discussion, we decided that we'd go whole hog and get a national lacrosse league going.
But Mr. Rifkin, I'll give our phone number out and see what interest there may be in this. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. I have to tell you, number one, I don't know how many people are familiar with lacrosse. Number two...
Well, it's a very easy game to understand, a very easy game to play.
All right. But number two, the reason why lacrosse is hot, top of mind right now is not so much the sport, it's because of this criminal investigation that's going on.
Well, it may be. And I don't know. I don't know what happened. But all I know is... This is an optimum time to get involved in this game of lacrosse and to invest in it because never in the history of the game has it gotten such national coverage. Never. Not in the Olympics, nothing. But every day I open up the sports page, there's a headline about the Duke lacrosse team. If we can make that into a professional league... And at the same time, give back to the Indians, show that we care about them. Then what you're doing is you're killing two birds with one stone.
All right, do you know about the rules of lacrosse?
The game rules?
Yeah.
Yes, it's very simple. There is a, you basically play it with a lacrosse basket and ball, and you throw the ball between players using this basket on the end of a pole. Now, the players wear helmets. They have protective padding. And you run down the field and you're throwing the ball between each of the players, keeping it away from the opposing side until you get down to where the goal is. Then you try to throw the ball into the goal. So it's like hockey, except you're running, you're not skating, and you're not hitting a puck along the ice. You're throwing a ball between two guys that have got these nets on the end of a stick. And it's pretty easy. I mean, it's there's really no... there's nothing to it. I mean...
Are the rules similar to hockey? Is there an offside rule? Is there a... in hockey, there's an icing rule, which means if you hit the puck all the way down the end of the ice, that's illegal. You got to bring it back.
Is there an icing rule, did you say? Or
is there a rule, for instance, in lacrosse, if you take the ball and just toss it all the way down to the end of the field just to get it out of your end... You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm sure that there's rules like that because they've been playing this game for over 100 years. They've been playing it longer than they've been playing hockey. So it's way more. They got, you know that they've got better rules because they've been doing it longer. And again, I want to emphasize, this is the only real American sport. All other sports come from Europe or some form.
Now, you would, let's stay on hockey, though, for a minute, okay?
All right.
Isn't hockey a North American sport?
Hockey's from Canada, okay? So it's, no, it's not American. It is from Canada.
And but didn't native peoples in Canada play lacrosse?
Well, no, but see, what I'm saying, I don't know, but what I'm saying is it comes from America. I mean, the Indians here played it. They didn't play baseball. They didn't play, football. They didn't play any of
that. No, but see, the point that I'm trying to make here is lacrosse is a North American sport, isn't it? Not an American sport?
In what sense do you...
I mean, in other words, if the native people of North America played it, they were native in Canada, the United States...
I don't know. I'm just saying, you asked me about hockey, and I said, that comes from Canada. I know that. I know it comes from Canada. But lacrosse, Indians here were playing it, right here in America. And when the Professional Lacrosse League takes off that we are planning on starting, it very well could be bigger than Major League Baseball. And I'll tell you why. It fulfills all of the things that baseball has. The fast movement of the ball when you throw it. In other words, if you're a good baseball player, there's contact. Guys running into each other, all of that. So if you're bored with baseball because it's just a guy throwing a ball to one guy, these are guys throwing the ball everywhere. All right.
All right, Mr. Rifkin, I'll get back to you. I'm going to take a break, but I want you to ponder, if you wouldn't mind, and I'm pondering it, this idea that lacrosse is hot, it's on the top of everyone's, it's on the tip of their tongue, the top of their mind, whatever you want to say, because of these allegations of rape. I don't know whether the sport itself is...
No, but look, everyone knows lacrosse, lacrosse, lacrosse. Every day in the newspaper, lacrosse, lacrosse, lacrosse. Sooner or later, they're going to say, well... You know, whatever. So they raped. So you know, I'm not saying it's good that they raped. You know, or they said they raped her. I don't know if they raped her. But then they're going to say, yeah, but what about this lacrosse? That's what's going on right now.
All right, Mr. Brad Rifkin, who is proposing a new major lacrosse league in the United States that would represent, you know, would be populated with minority owners. In other words, people like you and I. In 20 major markets across the country, lacrosse, he says, is hot because of. Well, I said it's because of the Duke rape thing. He's not exactly nailing it down there. He also said the marketing strategy is called Lacrosse Who Knew, and it's based on the fact that it's also a Native American game, the only truly American game. 1-800-449-8686. Welcome to the Phil Henry Show here later on tonight. We're going to be talking with another one of our guests. Oh, Paul Lane is going to be with us, and Paul's going to... Oh, you wait till you hear this guy's story. It's about corporal punishment in a home for your wife. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Taking talk radio to the next level. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
I'm talking with Brad Rifkin, Las Vegas advertising executive on lacrosse. You just said it is a statement about... Immigration?
Yes, because...
Why?
Because lacrosse is a Native American sport. In other words, who was born here in America. And to support a lacrosse league at this time makes the statement that we celebrate things that are American, and if you're an illegal alien, that makes a statement about you, see? And also it supports Indians. But the most important thing is...
Well, look, the most important thing is that this is... Lacrosse is... You say it's top of mind because of the Duke rape allegations.
Well, it may be, but the point is this is the time right now to invest in a lacrosse league. And that's why I'm on your program. That's why I've been doing these radio shows for the last 3 weeks, to get to drum up interest and to drum up people who are interested, who have capital, to get a lacrosse league going. So that we can, you know, make a statement about immigration. And you know, it's a great sport, too.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here's John on the Phil Henry Show. John, go ahead.
Hey, am I on?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Rifkin, I'm the head lacrosse coach at the University of New Mexico in Albuquerque. And I think you're out there, sir. I mean, a woman was allegedly raped. And
you're the head lacrosse coach at where, sir?
The University of New Mexico in Albuquerque.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, you better have. But I've been in.
No, well, you know what? It doesn't matter to me whether you exist or not. I was just being polite. But the fact that you're the head coach. The fact that you're the head coach of a lacrosse team in New Mexico doesn't faze me in the least. But I was just trying to be polite.
Okay.
Well, what's the name of your team? What's the name of your team?
What's this about my team?
What's the name of your team?
We're the Lobos.
What's that?
It's just a name. Just go ahead.
Okay, let's get into the point, okay? I've been in lacrosse 30 years. I grew up in South Baltimore. I've coached at 5 different universities.
Are you an Indian?
I'm part Choctaw, but I'm mostly white. I'm from Baltimore. Well, my grandfather was Choctaw from Oklahoma. But being an Indian has nothing, that has nothing to do with my
lacrosse. That's who started the sport, though.
Look, again, we're going to get back to the point. I mean, the point is a woman was allegedly raped at Duke University, okay, by the Duke University lacrosse members of their program.
Right, but it got lacrosse on the front page.
Yeah,
but listen to how it got lacrosse.
That's a disgrace, sir.
How it got lacrosse on the front page is not a good thing.
Well,
disgrace.
Oh, okay. So
you have disgraced my sport.
So what you should do? So what I should do then is say to anybody who's interested in lacrosse as the result of that story, tell them to get uninterested real fast because it's the wrong reason.
No, I mean I see where you're going as far as a promoter. Lacrosse is a great sport, but it doesn't need the Duke University ordeal to promote it. Okay?
Are you kidding? Nobody knows about it.
Promote itself.
Nobody ever. Are you kidding? No one's ever heard of it.
Have you ever been to Denver,
sir? Lacrosse.
No
one knows about it.
You don't know anything, sir. There are 40 high schools that play in Denver. 10 years ago, it wasn't there.
I can pick up any sports page.
Now playing in near Las Vegas.
I can pick up any sports page in America and open it up, and there's not one word in there about lacrosse. What are you talking about?
It's already opening up. Even in Arizona, out in Phoenix and Tucson, in Southern California.
Okay, let me ask you this. I've got the University of New Mexico athletic page right in front of me.
Right.
And there's not one mention of lacrosse. Ooh, I'm sorry.
We're a club sport. You go to www.unmlacrosse.com, and you will pull it up.
I'll pull what up?
Our schedule.
How come it ain't on the page there that I pulled up?
Look, the man just gave the URL. The people can go to that. But what is your point here, Mr. Rifkin? This gentleman is saying that he would rather not to have that kind of publicity. Do you understand?
Absolutely.
Well, but that's what I just said to him. I said, so in other words, I'm supposed to say, hey, excuse me, I'm into lacrosse. Why? Because I read about that Duke thing. Oh, then you better not be into lacrosse? See, that's nuts.
My point, sir, is the whole Duke ordeal is a disgrace to our sport.
Let me ask you this. Do you know about the Major Lacrosse League? Is that what it's called?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Nobody's ever heard of it. I'm trying to get something what people have heard of. See?
If you're in lacrosse, you've heard of it. Okay? Have you ever heard of the Powell Brothers?
The Powell Brothers? By the way, I went to unmlacrosse.com. It says it's currently under development. What are you trying to pull here? Are you really the guy?
What do you mean currently?
We just have a small club team. This is the first year for the program. Last year I coached at Liberty University in Virginia, and I was in that big van accident in Alabama.
See, I never heard of it.
You never heard of Liberty University?
I never heard of a van accident in Alabama. I heard of a van accident in Alabama. It was with Lynyrd Skynyrd. But the thing...
No, that wasn't a plane crash.
I like them.
The point is that unless somebody gets out there and starts pushing this sport, Phil, look, nobody knows about it.
Young woman was allegedly raped.
No one's ever heard of lacrosse, and we're trying to... You get a big game against Colorado School of Mines, right? Is that the one that you got coming up?
Oh, no, that was in February. We already played that.
Is that the Colorado School of Mimes?
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry
Show. The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. FUBAR. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Asking me about that. I mean,
this, the rules of lacrosse. If you're going to be, and my understanding from the press release that I see here is that you have named yourself as the commissioner of this enterprise, right?
Well, in the initial stages, yeah.
All right, you're the commissioner of a new professional lacrosse league looking for investors. Do you feel you have a grasp of the rules of lacrosse?
Of course. Of course I do. I mean, it would be ridiculous if I didn't understand every sport that I'm promoting.
Well, when I asked you things like, is there offsides and do they have a rule similar to icing in hockey, and you said, yeah, they have to.
It's not that complicated a game, Phil. There's two nets, one at one end of the field, the other, and these guys, you know, they run down there and they try to get the ball in. And that's how we're going to promote it. I don't know about the rest of these people. Major Lacrosse League, you know, they can get fancy. I want people to know, because you got to strike while the iron's hot. Yes, the rape allegation is bad. But when's the last time you saw the word lacrosse on the front page of a newspaper? How about never? The last time I saw it, Phil, was never. That's the last time I saw it. I never did see it. Okay? You understand the last time that I saw
it? Yeah, I know. You never did see it.
No, I didn't. But now, everybody's asking about it. Everyone wants to know, well, what's the, you know, how can lacrosse guys get a stripper? You know, a stripper, she's not going to strip for just anybody. I mean,
they'll strip for anybody with $20. Come on. Not strip, but I mean, lap dance or whatever. I don't know, man. I'm just saying that what the point was made by that other gentleman is it seems to be a negative kind of publicity, okay?
All right. What about the fact that we're giving something back to the Indians?
Is that another marketing approach that you've got?
Yes. That's why when we say lacrosse, who knew, what it means is who knew that it was such an American sport.
So what you're just working any angle you can to try to try to see if there is interest in lacrosse.
I believe there is. And I believe, let me ask you something. Do you know who Kobe Bryant is, right?
Sure.
Do you think he's popular?
Yes.
Yeah? Guess what? He allegedly raped somebody. And now people go out by the busload to go see that guy.
Not because he allegedly raped somebody.
Well, he's never been bigger.
1-800-44, he's never been bigger. Here's Kent. Kent, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, Phil. Good to hear you. I'm not exactly sure what the snake oil salesman's trying to sell, but it's crazy. Kobe Bryant was huge before he ever had any rape allegations. He didn't get bigger. He lost his endorsement contracts when he had the rape allegations, so that didn't help him. Just like it's not helping lacrosse, that, you know, a preppy school like...
Well, I don't know. I mean, what do you know about lacrosse?
Okay, I started playing lacrosse in 1978.
You what?
Have you ever been to a lacrosse game?
Hey, you started when?
I started playing lacrosse in 1978.
Well, what do you mean you started playing it?
I started playing when I was a kid. I played in high school, I played in college, I played club lacrosse.
High school?
Have you been to a lacrosse game?
What high schools have got lacrosse?
That one guy said...
Have you been to a lacrosse game in your life?
They got a bunch of them in Denver.
Have you been to a lacrosse game?
Yes, I have. I haven't been to one. I've seen it on TV.
How many players are on the field?
I'm not here to answer your question.
You don't know. You don't even know. You don't know how many guys play on the field.
Here's one thing that I do know. You guys don't know how to promote your sport.
Okay,
nobody knows anything about it. Everyone thinks that when they think of lacrosse, they think it's some kind of a... They don't know what it is.
Okay, what
you don't know. It's been around longer than baseball. It's been around longer than football. It's been around longer than all of games. And nobody knows anything about it. Why? Because, with all due respect to you, sir, present company accepted, it's mostly a lot of meatheads that play it.
Okay.
Am I right?
What you don't know.
Am I right?
Well, no, you're not right. What you don't know.
A lot of meatheads don't play.
First off, there are two lacrosse leagues. There's indoor lacrosse league and there's outdoor lacrosse league. Major League Lacrosse is outdoor. Indoor lacrosse leagues play in arenas.
What has this got to do with anything? What's this got to do with people actually wanting to go see it?
Okay. Do you know where they play Major League indoor lacrosse in on the East
Wherever Coast? They play it, about five guys show up to watch
no,
it. That's
you're wrong.
What I know.
They play at the Spectrum. They play at the Wachovia Center.
Right. You know what? I've seen basketball games at the Spectrum where they had 2,000 people.
Okay.
Must be the
but
same
they're
way
playing
for
in major arenas, and they're drawing way more than 2,000 people to a game.
No, all right, three.
All right,
the
now,
fact is, they ought to
you know
be
the history
it out.
Of lacrosse. You know where lacrosse originated?
Sir, I tell you what, why don't you teach a college course in it, I'm going to try to promote it as a sport.
Okay, you don't even know the history.
You don't need to know the history of it. You don't need to know the history of it. All you need to do is you need to know. All right, let me ask you. Do you play
midfield? Why are you playing midfield or defense? The game is American.
What position do you play?
I played attack.
You played a what?
Attack.
Are you midfield or defense?
No, I played attack.
No, there's only two things you can play.
See, you don't even know the rules. There's
yes, I do. You don't know the rules, and you've been playing it since 1978.
You're an midfield. Idiot.
Wait a minute. This man plays the game, so he must know.
No. There's two areas.
Can I explain who plays on the team without getting interrupted? There's a goalie.
Yes, sir, please.
There's a goalie.
No one cares. No one cares. All they want to know is, how do I get my tickets?
Okay.
What's so funny about that? I dare you to tell me.
You say that nobody's playing the game, but then you say that people want to get their tickets.
I'm saying that people got to come out and know that this sport even exists. You guys have been running. How much does the ball weigh?
How much? A couple of ounces.
Huh?
You know, how many ounces does it weigh? It's like 3.5 ounces, 4 ounces.
No, 5.25.
Great. You know some trivia, but you don't know the positions that the guys play.
Look, you research all the positions and guys, okay? What do I know about guys and positions? All I know is...
You don't even know the fundamental names of the positions, okay? There's goalie, defense, midfield, and attack.
All right, you know all of those names, and yet four guys show up to go to lacrosse games.
Thousands of people show up to watch Major League Lacrosse.
What's the circumference of the ball?
Who cares about the circumference of the ball?
This guy doesn't even know.
It's baseball, okay?
Okay, what is it?
It's the same as a baseball. What's the circumference of a baseball?
I don't know. That's what I asked you.
Okay, so you don't know either. So the point is...
So why am I talking to you about it? The point is that you know all this stuff about lacrosse, and yet I can go to the Major League lacrosse game, and there's 16 guys in the stands. Half of them thought they were going to a hockey game, huh?
What team did you see play in a Major League lacrosse game?
The Los Angeles... What's it called? The Riptide. Yeah, it was... You never heard of them, huh? Well, it's a real team.
Yeah, uh-huh. In what league? Listen,
look up Major League Lacrosse. Look up their website. You'll see a team called the L.A. Riptide.
You
dumbass.
Sit there and talk about the history of the game.
This guy doesn't know anything.
And what
warding off? What's warding off?
Warding off is when you push away with your arm instead of having a stiff elbow against you.
No, it isn't. It's when I hold a crucifix up in front of your sister.
Okay, so you don't know what you're talking about.
So you want to be a smartass, is that it?
Well, this guy says that there's no such team as the L.A. Riptide.
Okay.
Look on the MLL website.
Okay.
Douche.
All right, look, Kent, I'm sorry, sir. You made a very good point here. I don't like name-calling either, Mr. Rifkin.
Well, this guy says he knows all about lacrosse, but he don't know about the Riptide.
Okay, what you
don't know about the Riptide.
The history of lacrosse started with the Aztecs.
All right, thank you very much, Kent.
Thank you, Phil, for hanging up on him, because you see, Phil, the history of the Aztecs, Jesus H on a stick.
All you want to do is make hay while the sun shines, man, or is it strike while the iron's hot? Or wait a minute, whatever those cliches are, because a woman was allegedly raped at Duke University, you think lacrosse is hot.
I don't think it's ever been hotter. I dare you to tell me when it's been hotter. And I'll say it again. Kobe Bryant, as soon as that whole thing went down in Colorado, you couldn't find a ticket for one of his games. Everybody wanted to come out and see, I don't know what they wanted to see, whether he pulled his pants up or what. But the fact is, Phil...
Yeah, the fact is, it's that kind of negative publicity. I don't think that's good for the game. And you want to know something? I've watched lacrosse games. I don't like them. They suck.
Oh, do they really? Really? So, what do you mean they suck? Do you know about it?
Yeah, I know. I watch the game. It sucks. I don't like hockey either for that reason. Back and forth and up and down and back. And I don't give a crap.
What do you like?
I like football.
Oh, yeah, great. One big fat burst of steam, and then they stand around picking their butt. And then a big play, and then they stand around picking their butt. You like that. I bet you like baseball, too.
Maybe. Maybe I do. Maybe I just don't want to invest in a lacrosse league. You remember when I was in Miami, man, some dude, you know what they were promoting back then? Roller hockey. Remember that?
Roller hockey would have been huge if it hadn't have been for Kobe Bryant. And when it pulled all the publicity away.
Oh, shut up. 1-800-44-yeah. That's what killed roller hockey, Kobe Bryant. Remember roller hockey? Remember down in Miami, Wayne, they had that roller hockey? I'll never forget, I went out to a public appearance, And I was going to go down a personal appearance, and a couple of members of the Miami roller hockey team were going to be there. And it was pouring rain, and there were like three people there. And the general manager of the roller hockey team had brought these poor guys. Oh. The good news was that these guys were actually ice hockey players who, during the summer, I guess, they played roller hockey or something. It was weird. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
You know what you need? You need a guy who can lick his own eyebrows.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Well, look, if you're going to be the commissioner of a new lacrosse league and you don't know the rules, and you keep bringing up this rape thing at Duke, strike while the iron's hot, people who love the sport and have played it for a long time.
My point is this. They may love the sport. They may have played it for 30 years. They don't know diddly squat about how to promote it. They don't know how to promote their sport. Now, they might play. They might have all kinds of, you know, war wounds. Maybe they got clubbed across the face with a lacrosse stick. Maybe they meet and they have beers after the game, and it's like a big, good old-fashioned rugby sing-along. But the fact is, for them to move out of what I call the sing-along stage, where you get together, get tanked in a bar after the game, and paint your face blue, and move into the big time of major league sports, you have to know how to promote. That's my thing. That's what I do. That's me. That's my turf. Promote, 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 promote.
And it- well, so far you got, let's embrace the Native Americans. Lacrosse, who knew?
I'm trying a lot of different things.
Well, you're trying a hell of a lot of different things. I don't know what's going to stick. Andy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Mr. Rifkin, you must be crazy if you think that a rape allegation is going to bring credit to the game of lacrosse. That rape allegation is a shame to everyone. I work for a football program in the Atlantic Conference, which I'm sure you don't know is the conference that Duke is also in, and it's a shame to everyone in it. Everyone is embarrassed by those guys.
So you work for
Duke? Frankly, if you're going to promote a sport based on, you know, lacrosse players raping a girl, you must be out of your mind. What are you going to pitch to the public? Hey, play lacrosse and you can rape girls on the side?
Well, let me ask you a question. As an assistant for Duke, okay, what are you guys going to get a football team?
I don't work for Duke. No, I work for a football program in the ACC.
Well, Duke's in the ACC.
Yeah, they are, and they're horrible at football. You're right. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about lacrosse and your moronic idea of promoting the game from a rape scandal.
Look, rape never hurt college football. What makes you think it's going to hurt lacrosse?
And as far as Kobe Bryant, you don't remember Kobe Bryant, every single one of his endorsements being pulled after he was accused of raping that girl?
Every single one of them was pulled for a few months, and then were given right back to him. Plus, you think he felt the sting of that? Look, I'm not saying that's good. I'm just saying, if you work for the ACC, what school did you say it was?
I'm not.
He didn't say. He didn't say what school.
Well, that's gutless. I thought football guys were tough.
Come on. The point is that this is a scandal, and that lacrosse now is tainted. It's not been magnified. It's tainted.
The whole sport is tainted.
You didn't hear what I said. How long does it take for you to fill the Gatorade buckets, by the way?
I make more money than you probably do in your entire lifetime.
You're talking about tainted the sport. How is it tainted college football? How is rape tainted college football? Seriously.
There's rape more engagement to college football.
It hasn't done anything. The crowds are still coming through the turnstiles and record clip. That whole thing that went down in Colorado didn't hurt anybody. It doesn't hurt anybody.
It doesn't hurt anybody. Well, what? You read the reports about that girl who was raped or the coach getting fired?
Maybe it ought to hurt.
Well, it didn't hurt the sport.
Well, maybe it ought to start hurting the sports. Maybe people ought to start looking at that. And that was the whole thing behind the Kobe Bryant thing. Why make a hero out of a guy like that, okay?
Absolutely. I didn't make a hero out of him. All I'm saying is that I wish I would have had a piece of his contract, because I'll tell you right now, you know what? What's happened here, Mr. Henry, is I came on your program to promote a very great sport called lacrosse, and you guys are making me into the turd in the punch bowl. Because why? This guy,
you're trying to promote a sport off of rape.
Maybe it's because you work for a football program and you're frightened that maybe it'll get a little bit of the thunder. Is that it?
Abs-
Absolutely not, because I know that week in and week out there's going to be 80,000 fans at my stadium, and I don't have to worry about it.
Well, you know what?
But I also know that when I hear of a school in my conference having a rape scandal, I'm embarrassed by it, and everyone else in the Atlantic.
Yeah, but you know there's more. You know there's more contact in lacrosse than there is in football.
You're crazy.
There's way more.
You've never watched a football game in your life.
Oh, no, you're right. I've never watched a football game in my life. Like, every weekend, I've never watched one.
Then how can you say that there's no contact in football?
I didn't say. I said there's more contact in lacrosse.
Right.
Off the field, too. And most of the...
Oh, shut up. Thanks a lot, Andy. Yeah. Thanks. Off the field, too. You know what, man? You'll never get that sport off the ground.
Are those first down markers heavy? I wanted to ask that guy. Oh, he's gone.
Yeah. How long is it taking to... Andy, thank you very much, pal. How long is it taking to fill the Gatorade buckets? You know what? Lacrosse, get out of here with that. I don't care. 1-800-449-8... Do I want to be an investor? I actually went on, when he was talking about that, I went on the website, Major League Lacrosse. They've got like a 14-team league or something. I don't know what... All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I will smother that boy in a pair of D-cups.
The Phil Henry Show is back, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, coming up later on tonight, Paul Lane and corporal punishment for your wife. We'll also be taking a look at what's going on over at South Park. And I just realized I haven't used one of my Avengers season tickets this year, but there's four home games coming up, so it looks a little bit like I got some beer to drink. Wayne, you're driving.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.